So I want to start with the first three cases, which is namely our Gemara, which are Mavatel Shliach Shalom Bafanav. The Gemara in the beginning of Ksubis and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where a guy makes a Tanai, that if he won't come back in 12 months, it'll be a get. And he's onus and he can't return. And Mikra Din should be onus Rachmana Pache, but the Chum say he has Ein Tainus Onus, and therefore the get is a good get, based on Afkinu, the Gemara says. And also, our case we had in the Chomer earlier in the year on Ayin Gimel, where you have a Shchivira that gives a get, thinking that he's going to die, he gets better. And the Din is that the get remains a get, and it's not Choser, because of Afkinu as well, because of Xera of Shema Yomer Get Lachar Misa. So those three cases are cases where they've been married many years, and you want to mafkia the kedushin in the middle of the marriage. So I want to just begin with the following, and that is that Rashi in Yevamos on Sadi and on Daf Kuf Yud points out that the afkinu is predicated based on a tanai. You seem to say, and many of the Rishonim, Shidim Gebetz says in Ksubis, it's kind of like Amanashi Yirtza Abba. Your mom is formulating when you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael that it is a Tanai that you actually verbalize. The Ritvin Ksubis and Daf Gimel says you don't actually verbalize it. It's kind of Belev Kol Adam that you are on the same page of the Chumas. You don't necessarily verbalize. But they take the concept of the Tanai very, very seriously. And the Shita Bekubetzis in Ksubis has the following beer in Rashi and in Tosfos, how to read the Gemara. It's very, very fascinating. According to Rashi, the way he wants to say it, the Shem Dekubetzis, is that we go into the mind of the Chosin, or of the Baal, and when the Gemara says, Tenach, the Kaddish Bekaspa, what we're saying is that the Baal knows that there's a concept of Hefker based on Hefker, and he is willing to agree to whatever the Chachamim say, and that's what he has in mind. And however, when it comes to Bia, he's not willing to do that, because his Bias will become a Bias Nus. So the Gemara says, Bia Ma'ikel Ameimar, Kaddish Bia Ma'ikel Ameimar. So the Gemara answers, Shavu Rabbanu Bilosus Nus. The bottom line is that he really doesn't want to, he doesn't have in mind at all to make his Bias Nus. The Chachamim are the ones that make the Bia into a Bias Nus. And that's what the Chumim what? That's what the Chumim are saying. And he's not the one who's making into a Bias Nus. That's the Lumdis, how to read the Gemara according to Rashi. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, he says, that if it's an issue of a Tanai, Mali if it would be Kesef, Mali if it would be Bia, it shouldn't make a difference. It seems to be, Tosfos seems to say by us, that you'd have to verbalize. But at least the Ritva, other Rishonim, you don't have to verbalize the Tanai. And the way the Gemara could be read is that Tosfos is asking Rashi, says, what should make a difference? So Tosfos learns a completely different shot, says the Shita Gebetz in the Gemara. And the Gemara's Tainach the Kaddish Bekatzim is the Koch of the Chachamim. The Chachamim have the ability to what? To be Mekaddish Bekaspa and undo it based on Hefker, based on Hefker. When it comes to Bia, what can they do? Because Bia, we only say Yesh Koch Bi'ar Chacham Lakor Dover Min HaTorah when you're not going to end up doing an Aveira. And here there's going to be an Aveira Biasnus. So the Gemara answer is the Chum are the ones that are causing the Aveira and not the Baal. That's the way the Shidu Gebetzis wants to learn up the Gemara according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. That's one Mahalach, how to read a Gemara. And that is working with this concept of Rashi and the Tosfos. That's one shot in the Gemara. Another mahalach in the Gemara Shittim Kubetzis has there in Ksubis and Daf Gimel, Lefi Rashi, is that kind of a combination with Tanai and Hefker Bez and Hefker. And that runs as follows. That we only say Hefker Bez and Hefker where there is a Pshia. We don't stam all the time say Hefker Bez and Hefker. Only where there's a reason where we're going to say Hefker Bez and Hefker will we say it. If there's a Pshia, we'll say it. So that's the reason why he makes a Tanai. And that's the stress of Kol HaMakadosh Adayta Derbonah HaMakadosh. In these three Gemaras that we started with, the phrase Kol HaMakadosh Adayta Derbonah HaMakadosh comes in. And that seems like a Tanai, whether you verbalize it or it's Minastam, like we said. But when it comes to what? When it comes to the concept of the Tanai, you combine it with Hefker Biz and Hefker. Because normally we wouldn't do Hefker Biz and Hefker. But because he said from the very outset of his Kedushin, that he wants to do it in accordance with the Chachamim, to be in consonance with the Chachamim, that is a Tanai, and therefore we don't need to find an excuse to say Hefker Bis Nefker. Where was there Pshia? There is no Pshia. But here, since he said it from the very outset, he wants to what? Plug into whatever the Chachamim say, therefore we can say Hefker Bis and Hefker, and that's exactly Lamaisa, what the Shin Mekubetz says in the Rashi, and therefore, when it comes to be a Lamaisa, it's only going to be what? It's only going to be considered to be a Tanai. Obviously, you're not coming in with Hefker Bez and Hefker. So that's a second pshat, how to read the Gemara. A third pshat to read the Gemara, the Shittuv Gubetz's quotes, not within Rashi, but B'Shem Echad Min HaGdolim. And that is as follows. And that is that Hefker Bez and Hefker is straight up for Kesef, and we'll mention Shtar as well. The Meiri has, and the Ritva say that Hefker Bez and Hefker and Mafkia, the ownership of the Shtar. The Ritva has, and the Ritva says, and the Miri says, in Yevamos on Kuf Yud as well. He says Lo Chilku. He says he does not sure how they were mafkiy the star, but Lo Chilku ben Kesef the star mestama they were vavatal the ownership of the star. So when it comes to Kesef and star, straight up it's Hefker Bez and Hefker. When it comes to Bia, what are you going to say? That's where you need Kolamakadish that died to the Rabbanon from Makadish because it's based on a Tanai. So the third shot is you splice it. When it comes to Kesef and star, it's Hefker Bez and Hefker purely. And when it comes to what? When it comes to the din of Bia, then you rely on the Tanai. So that's a third way to read the Gemara. A fourth way to read the Gemara is a phenomenal Chiddush, very, very big Chiddush. The Rashba has this in the Tshuvas, and he also has it in the Chiddushim as well. And that is that the whole Gemara is a fake out. What do I mean by a fake out? That since the Chachamim, since the Chassan knows that the Chachamim have the power invested in them to explode, to blow up his Kedushin. Therefore, he has that in mind in his Goymiru Makne to be give a get Gomer Min HaTorah. Like in our case, he knows he can't do a Bittul Shalom B'Fanov, so he knows his Bittul is a fake. He knows his Bittul is bogus. It accomplishes nothing. He also knows in Ksubis as well, his Taina of Onus is really what? Is really unacceptable. So therefore, the Pshat is that he's giving a get Gomer Min HaTorah. And that's a tremendous reading of the Gemara. It comes out that it's a get gomer min ha-tayra, and for sure she's usher to a kohen without a shiloh. We'll get to that later, but lefi the Rashba, it's a get gomer, and that's how he's reading the Gemara. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. So that's a fourth way to read the Gemara. A fifth way to read the Gemara, the Ramban has a possibility that in fact there is somewhat of a kedushin midrabanan, meaning lemafreya we revoke the kedushin, but midrabanan there still is a kedushin, and since midrabanan there still is a kedushin, lemaisa the mamzerim would not be nitarim, and the woman would be usher lekoyin into the krovei abal because there's a vestige of a kedushin midrabanan. We don't assume that the whole thing explodes b'rais and the rabbanan still remains midrabanan. So that's a fifth way to kind of read the Gemara according to the Ramban. He brings up a Nefsharis. And lastly, he came up with is the sixth way, and that's really Raboisav Sharashi, but it's also Rabbeinu Gershom in the Baba Basra. And that is that Kesef is the Rabbanon, or at least it's, Medivri Sofrim, the Kesef Mishnah Pshat, that it's not Mefurish Bekra, or it's purely the Rabbanon, Heim Amru Vehem Amru. And then what do you do about Bia? What do we do about Bia? So he has this line, the Rabos of Sharash and Rabbeinu Gershom say the same thing, that Rav used to give Malkin to someone's Mekanish B'Bia. So therefore we blow that up as well. What exactly that means is a big Chiddush. So Rabbaran Salvechik Satzal said over Pshat is that since the guy's behaving like a Menuvel to be Mekanisher with Bia, it's like it's a disgusting act, and it's similar to Dover Adoma. We have the ability to be Okur Dover Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Esei if it's a Dover Adoma. And since he's acting in such a disgusting way, we have the Koyach to what? To blow it up because he's acting in a Paritz way. That's what Rabbanan wanted to be Masber, the Rabosim Shorasi, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Gershom. So what I think it comes out, I think we said six ways to maybe read our Gemara about Tenech B'Kadosh B'Kaspa, Tanech B'Shtar. Now, Lamaisa, what I wanted to just bring out from here is that there are different applications in the Rishonim, in other places in Shas, that try to touch other Gemaras based on Afkinu. Okay? We have, we mentioned the three Gemaras, Beferish, but Rishonim in scattered places use Afkinu to be Masber different Gemaras. For example, the Rashban, the Tshuvas, says that an Eid Echad is believed that a husband's dead. Why? Based on Afkinu. With the notion that Tzirufavisha Daiko Mintzaba. Rashi in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Hayim Beis says that Eidus, Eid Mipiei by Eidus Isha is acceptable based on Afkinu. Hearsays, believed by Eidus Isha. Rashi says because of Afkinu. We had the Ramban on Ayin Ches. Arba Amos, you throw, if a guy throws a get within her Arba Amos, why is that good? Arba Amos is a kin in the Rabbanan. The Ramban said Afkinu. We mentioned a few times ago that Muki Yosef says that you need a Zman on a get Minat Torah. What happens if you don't have a Zman on a get? It's still good, than Muki Yosef says in Sanhedrin, based on Afkinu. We also had earlier in the Chomer, the Ksos says that according to Rashi, can a guy megarsh his wife through a kinin agav? So according to Tosafot Baba Kama, kinin agav is the Rabbanan. How could she be divorced? Afkinu. And also we had the topic in the Chomer, the Nesivus in Siman Aleph Sifkon Aleph Koshen Mishpat brings up a possibility. He says, how do we kofa men that have to divorce their wives? They're acting badly towards their wives. We're kofa them, yotzev yitin ksuba. How can we do that? We don't have smicha bizman hazeh. So one pshat, he says, shlichu sa'az dirayis. Another pshat, he says, afkinu. So we see that there are applications in Rishon that touch other gemaras with this notion of afkinu. Okay, so that's the first three gemaras that we have. The other two gemaras is the Gemara of a Basra and Memchesim Beis, which is a case of a shotgun marriage. You force the woman to marry her. So the Gemara says to marry you want to marry her, and there's a shotgun marriage. Gemara says it's good minat Torah. Why? Because you gave her money. She's Gomer Makna. But the Gemara says, who asa shalo kahogan? He acted like a menovel, so we stripped the kedushin from him. It's interesting, in that Gemara and in the next Gemara, it does not appear called a Makadesh Adai to the Rabbanan Kamakadesh. That phrase doesn't appear in those two Gemaras. That's the Gemara Baba Basra. And the Gemara in Yevamos is Kuf Yudam and Aleph, where girls, Ketane, her father died, her mother, her brother married her off, selling Kedushin to Rabbanan, and they're ready to do Nisuin when she becomes a Gedola to make it Nisuin Min HaTorah. They set up a whole chuppah, and then another guy swoops in and chops her. And the Gemara says that he also Shalok HaOgen, so we're Mafkiyah his Kedushin. That's what the Gemara says. And it doesn't say Kol Makadosh Dai to Rabbanan Kol Makadosh. So that's the case where the those two cases, the way you could formulate it is that the Chum don't even allow the Kedushin to get off the ground. Unlike the first three Gemaras and all those applications we had shown them, they've been married, let's say, Lamaisa for many years, and we're blowing up the Kedushin. In these two cases, we're not allowing the Kedushin to even start. Because who was a Shloka Hogan? Oh. So even though the Gemara doesn't say Kol Makadosh, Rashi Nevamos puts it in and says Kol Makadosh Adai to the Rabbanan Kol Makadosh. That's how he reads those Gemaras, and that it's based on a Tanai, and you acted like a menuvel, so the Chamim are Mafkiyah. So that's what Rashi says. But the Shita Mikubetzis and the Meiri in Nevamos there and Kuf Yud say not that way, and they say it's based on Hefker, straight up. Since he acted incorrectly, we are able to mafkiyah the kedushin without a problem. And it's very striking, according to this pshat, why Kol HaMakadosh Adai D'Rabbanan is not there. It's purely because you acted like a menuvel, and we invoked the din of Hefker Bez and Hefker. Okay, now, there are applications that we have regarding this type of afkinu as well. Where do we have that? We have that Rashi writes in Psachim and Zion and Alpha, guys tries to mekadesh a woman with chametz that's aser mid rabbanan chita mikordanaisa. Rashi says kol makadesh adai d'rabbanan kol makadesh v'afkina l'rabbanan kedusha minei. That's what Rashi learns. You don't allow the kedusha to get off the ground. Tosos has a famous comment in kedusha on vav mebeis on the bottom. Matanam nas lahachzer is good minat Torah, but it's nira kichalipin. So Tosos says it's afkinu. So again, you have Rishonim touching various different Gemaras with this notion of Afkinu, which not allowing it to get off the ground. So it's interesting. There's a whole discussion whether Afkinu can be done after the Gemara ended. The Gemara was closed in 400, whatever it was, CE. Ravina Ravashi Sofa Ra. It closed the chapter in history. That's what the Gemara writes above Metzia Peheim and Aleph. And the Gaon quotes the Medina in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah writes, that's why no one can cholek on the Gemara. Because it's not just a historical statement, the Gemara is saying a halachic statement. So was Afkinu or can Afkinu be done after the Chasimus HaGemara? So the Otzer HaGonim in Ksubis in Simon Samech writes, yes, There were gaonim that said afkinu. For example, if a guy would mekadesh a woman without sheva brachas or without a ksuba, they would mafkia the kedushin. To the degree, the Tshuvas Arash writes that, and the Tshuvas Maribe Rav says, even if you don't say it beferish, that you are going to agree to the cherem of what the chumim of the town did. It's like self-understood. So there were Rishonim or Gaonim that invoked Afkinu after Chasimus HaGemara. However, we don't assume like this Ladina. We follow the Rashba. The Rashba in the Tshuvas is in Chelek Aleph Simet Elef Pei Hei. And the Radbaz has in the Tshuvas, the Tshuvas of Rashba is also in Simen Elef Reish Vav. Where the Rashba writes, Chas V'Sholom, we never do Afkinu after Chasimus HaGemara. We only find Hefker Beis and Hefker, he says, in the limited places in Shas. He says you could be have to be of the Madrega we have in the Homer of the Ravami Vravasi. He says maybe a Beis of not of that Madrega can't do Hefker Beis and Hefker. And even if you can, says the Tash Beitz and Chelek Beis, he says in Simen Hey, even if we do Hefker Beis and Hefker Bizman Hazeh, by Kedushin we would require a get. And the Chassam Sofer and Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ches, and Ibn Ezra says, even if Lemigdor Milsa, we could be what? We could be Mafkia Kedushin. Okay? He says we never would have the Koyach to make his Bias Nus. So the bottom line is that we follow this Mahalach Ladina, and we never would do Afkinu. Never would do Afkinu. There was about 15 years ago a terrible story. It was in the Times. There was a bad husband that was fighting with his wife, and he was holding back a get. And he wanted to shtucher. So the story is that he remembered when he was a kid that there's a din of Kedusha Ketanet. So he said to the wife, he's married off his young daughter, and he's not going to say who the chosin is, to make her an aguna. So many of the Gedolim were working on that. Why is it not a Kedushin? Why is he not believed? I think one svara that was said is that until he identifies the chosin, he has no nemanus. It says, it's biti nasat elish hazeh. So if he doesn't identify the chosin, it's nishkin nemanus. And they were also saying, maybe hefker beis and hefker. Maybe the kedushin that he would have used, except from the chosin, we could mafkiyah. That's questionable. That goes into this question. Another svara they were saying is that any aidim to that kedushin would be rishoyim. That's not so pashit either. Because that's a social rishus, right? On the books, it's an Adam on Kedushin. It's just a social rishus. And even if you assume it's a social rishus, who says that they're puzzle? There's a whole discussion. Maybe you're only puzzle, the Ksos says, in Simenun Beis, with the Tais and Chulin. Maybe you're only puzzle on the second Adis, right? The Mishnah says in Chulin, if you shecht on Shabbos, the Shechitas or Ksheira. Tais asks, you're a mummer. You become a mummer by Mechal Shabbos. He says, you're only a mummer on the second Shechita. So maybe on the second Adis you'd be. So that's a whole discussion. It was a terrible situation. But Lamaisa, they mattered in many of the Gedolim. He had no Nemanus. And whether Hefker Beis Hefker or the Rishoyim, it would not be acceptable. So that's what we assume, Ladina. We will not go with Afkinu. Lamaisa. But I want to point out that there were Rishonim and Gonim that did have it. Okay. Now, a few other points I just want to point out in the Sugi here. And that is that there's a Rashba. That's a very interesting Kasha. We know the Mishnah is saying the end of Yevamos, and these are all the questions of 9/11, that Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, there was a Chumrim in the Rabbanan that a woman can't get remarried. That means if a husband drowns in the ocean, which has Ein Lehem Sof, there are no borders, they impose the Chumrim in the Rabbanan, the woman can't get remarried unless there is Edus that she, in fact, that the husband is dead. Yeah. That's a whole different topic, why the Chumrim imposed the Chumrim in the Rabbanan, because it goes against the whole thrust of Mishum Iguna Kila Be Rabbanan. Get to the end of Yevamos and they threw on this chumra of Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. Why should there be such a chumra? There's an Or Samech about why that's so. Could be because maybe the Chumra Wuri was going to get out of hand. This kula. Mishum Iguna, Yishadaiko Mintzaba, Milsa Avidali Gluye. So they had to throw in a chumra. Or Samech has a whole beer like that. So Mayim Sheish Lehem Sof, where there's a lake and you could see all the perimeters of the lake and the guy drowns, Rahman al-Slan, then there's no Shaila of Aguna. But Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, they threw in a Chumrah. So Rashba says, I don't understand. He says, why don't you just say Afkinu? Interesting Kasha. Just say Afkinu. So he says like this. He says, you only say Afkinu b'makom that there was a Ma'aracha of a Srach Gita, or a death. where there was a situation, where there was a some type of srach or aroma that the marriage, that there was a get or there was a death. And in this situation, there was no Eid Echad that came forward. So we don't know, there was no situation of a get, questionable get, was it good or not? So we just don't zog afkinu. We just don't zog it. And therefore he says, Mayim Shein Lam Sof remains a chumra, we won't say afkinu. And then he brings an unbelievable raya. He says, Meneu Bey from Shas, you see that afkinu was very limited. We just mentioned five cases. Three, one type, and the two gomars, another type. You know what he says? What would have been the best case in the world to say afkinu? The Gemara has in the beginning of the third parak of Kedushin, a guy appoints a shliach to mekadesh a woman, and the shliach chaps her himself. So the Gemara says he did a ramos, but it's chal. In any case in the world, you would have said what? That case, huasha shalok ogen, you should be mafkiyah, and we don't. So you'll ask me why in Yevamos did they? Because in Yevamos there already was a Kedushin. That's mamish a chutzpah. The first guy already was Mekadosher. Then the second guy swoops in. At least in the case of Kedusha, no one had been Mekadosher yet. But the Rashi says, Meneu Bein Shas, where we are very hesitant about saying Afkinu.
Where is
that Rashi? That Rashi's in the Tshuvas. That Rashi's in the Tshuvas in Schelek Aleph Simon Aleph Pehe. Okay. And the last point I want to just make on the on this Mahalach is as follows. Is on Afkinu. Oh, two other points. Rashi writes that the money became a matana. He says in Exubis, he says it by us. What does that mean? It's interesting. The Kedushin blows up. We're mafkiya the Kedushin. And the money is kept by her. Why? Because Rashi says it's a matana. You see, chlor from this Rashi. You see, chlor from this Rashi. Maybe we could say Lishitoso. The Dvar Avram writes the famous discussion of Hefker Bez and Hefker. Is it lafkia or is it also to be makna? Rashba says it's totally the two makoros of Hefker Beis and Hefker. The Dvar Avram writes on in Medaik and Rashi and Gittin and Chofam and Aleph. The din is the husband must pay for the schar sofa. If the husband has no money and the woman has money, we're makna the money from the woman to the man and he pays the sofa. Rashi says Hefker Beis and Hefker. Zok the Dvar Avram, you see the Rashi sheet is that Hefker Beis and Hefker is not just mafkia, but it's makna. You took the money out of her account and put it in his. This is Rashi Lishitasa by us too. Because you're taking the money out of his pocket, it's no longer Kedushin, and you're being maverick to her as a matana. So maybe it's Rashi Lishitasa. Okay. Also, want to point out, also another point, is that Poshup Shat, these really two points are connected, the last two points, is this woman Muteris Lakayin or not? The bottom line. So this depends on this Tosfos, this unbelievable Tosfos that presents this Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. Okay? First of all, let's mention, are we saying Lemafreya or is it Mikan Lohavo? So the Poshup Shot is that it's Lemafreya. That's the Pashtus. Okay? That is the Pashtus. But within that Lemafreya, there is a Machlokes, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri says, I'm sorry, the Ri says that we will say Afkinu, even Lemafreya, even if he doesn't have maize, even if he pulls shtick. That's the Ri. The beginning of the Tisus, he holds the Mamish, you can do this. You can trigger the Afkinu, Lemaisa. You can trigger the Afkinu. And the Rabbeinu Tam says we only say it for Lagud, not Latakolo, otherwise it'll be Prutzen Barayas. But both the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam are assuming the premise that we say Afkinu Lemafreya. Okay. Would this woman be Muteris Lakoin? The Mole Aroyim, the Dvar Yaakov quotes from the Mole Aroyim and didn't see it inside, but he quotes from the Mole Aroyim, he has a suffix. Whether this woman's Muteris Lakoin. Rashi writes for Feirish Ayyadei Get. Rashi holds clord at this woman's Asa Lakoin. Ayyadei Get. Meaning the trigger of Avafkinu is a get. That's what so, I was telling to Ari so many times, it's always been puzzling to me. You the get is given is the trigger of Afkinu, and you work backwards, you retrospect backwards in time, and you say there never was a Kedushin. But the get is what triggers it. And since it's a get, it might be a get to Divrayin, but she's also Lakoyin. She's also Lakoyin. And both Rabbeinu Tam and Ri Poshup Shot agree this, I'm afraid. The question is, can you do it when even pulled a shtick, but amazing? The Ri says yes, Rabbeinu Tam denies it. However, The Shita Mekubetzes quotes B'Shem. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes B'Shem Istim Eforshi. Okay, in Ksubis and Daf Gimel, Istim Etarzi, rather, that it does not work Lemafreya, it only works Mikano Lahavoy. The whole din. That means the kids are going to be Mamzerim, no doubt. That means she'll be Chayv Mises Chenik, no doubt. And Lemaisa, that it's not done Lemafreya, it's done Mikano Lahavoy. Done Mikano Lahavoy. And the Pashup shot is, in that case, is that there's no doubt that the woman would be Pashup shot Asr LeKahuna, because it's mamish a get. It seems like it would be a get. In other words, what you're saying is the Afkinu is at the same time as the get. You don't have to retrospect backwards. According to this shot, it's a little bit more comfortable to say that you don't have to need a trigger and you go back backwards. You just the trigger and then it happens together. So Mestama, she would what? She would be Asr. Mestama, she would be Asr. She would definitely be Asr LeKahuna. Yes? It's kind of like without the ability of the Afkinu, we wouldn't be able to make the get a good get. So the Afkinu stops it right here, which allows the get to get its koyach. That's the way you have to say it. Yes, yes, but we would not validate this get unless we had the koyach of Afkinu. That's what we want to suggest would be the pshat. Okay? Yes?
Just like a regular din of Chachamim
I don't think you have to necessarily connect it. I don't think you necessarily have to connect it. However the five or six ways you learn up the Gemara. But Lemaisa, what I wanted to bring out is that you don't have to say the get triggers it and you go back backwards. If you just say it's Mikan Lahavo, and then you will not assume this whole concept of Lemafrei. Yeah, Eitan. No. Oh, you mean because he's worried about, you mean, Bismanazet? I mean, I don't think so. I think he's just pilfering. Right. Right. Okay, I hear you. And there's the Mishnah Kedushin didn't give this Mishnah Samachtes Efshel Atar Mamzerim Tarfon. Seems like Tice is talking about even these manazeh. I hear you. It's possible. I think Tice is just pilpling with the Gemara. How could we ever execute an Ashishish? You know, you see, Tice has a line there. You know, he says, how does Rabbi Natan answer the kasha? He says, there's a chazaka, right? He says, rove guys don't divorce their wives. What do you mean, rove guys don't divorce their wives? If she's Mizana, fakir, most guys would divorce their wives, no? It's a shvira line of Tice's. What does he mean? Rove guys don't divorce their wives. That's if they're not Mizana. If they're Mizana, they would. So it means that rove guys, that when she was Mizana, would divorce them, but they would not mavatal the get in such a manner. That's what I think you have to say. Okay, all right, very good. This is a sugya. It's a fascinating sugya. But I think just the fact that it's limited, I mean, I guess you could have to, you know, the Rishonim do apply it to other Gemaras, you might get the impression that maybe we could expand it. But the Rashba is what we assume Ladina, that we don't say Afkinu, and it's telling that the Gemara only has in the Gemara these five cases. Okay, everyone have a good night. Yes.